One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, a backflipping black hole's been spotted for the first time. But first, children in China are to be banned from tipping video game streamers without parental consent, and they won't be allowed to play on consoles after 10 p.m. under new rules imposed by authorities. According to China's National Radio and Television Administration, it's part of a regulatory crackdown on web companies to manage how under-18s use technology. Measures include managing youngsters' peak playing hours and consoles being turned off forcibly by 10 p.m. under a concept given the buzzkill name of youth mode. The orders come after China's two-month campaign to clean up what authorities call the chaos of online live streaming. Analysis suggests hundreds of accounts belonging to the very worst Twitter trolls reappeared within days of Elon Musk's £34.5 billion bid for the social network. Volunteers monitoring online accounts promoting violence, racism and anti-Semitism say there's been a surge of activity linked to these profiles that were previously ejected from the platform. It comes after Musk said he planned to turn Twitter into a social network championing free speech that, as he says, matches the law. Bitcoin fell to its lowest level since January on Monday as slumping equity markets continued to hurt cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin dropped to as low as $33,266 in morning trading, testing the January low of $32,951 before steadying to around $33,500. That's down 1.4%. Ether, the world's second largest cryptocurrency, fell to as low as $2,421. That's its lowest since late February. How about a backflipping galaxy? NASA scientists say they've seen for the first time a black hole inside a galaxy reversing its magnetic field, all from 236 million light years away. They found the galaxy called 1ES1927+654, briefly stopped emitting X-rays for several months, but the rays then returned and actually increased in strength. The study suggests that changes in super-hot particles called corona caused the X-rays streaming at the galaxy's center to disappear. NASA says they're trying to confirm the unusual events linked to a supermassive black hole changing its magnetic field and how exactly the phenomenon occurred. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan has begun a US tour aimed at boosting the British capital's tourism and technology industries. Khan has already met with ex-New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and will travel to San Francisco, Silicon Valley and Los Angeles to meet representatives of LinkedIn and Google. He will also discuss pandemic recovery with senior politicians and launch his new £10 million tourism campaign in New York alongside Mayor Eric Adams. UK politicians say the rise of online influencers has exposed legal gaps that leave children at risk of exploitation from advertisers. It's part of a report from the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee on influencer culture that's calling on the government to strengthen employment and advertising laws to help protect youngsters. MPs say they want children, parents and schools to be given more support in developing media literacy and a strengthening of rules governing advertising targeting children. They're also calling for child labour regulations to be brought up to date in order to stop the exploitation of young influencers. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, N64 Goldeneye, a museum has rigged up a network to help stop screen cheating. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Scientists say recycling of e-waste must be increased because mining earth for metals to make new tech gadgets is unsustainable. A new campaign by the Royal Society of Chemistry estimates the world's mountain of discarded electronics last year weighed 57 million tons. The Society says there needs to be a global effort to mine existing e-waste rather than continually prospecting the earth for ever-depleting resources. And finally, 25 years after the launch of the Nintendo classic GoldenEye, a museum has come up with a way to stop competitors cheating by looking at each other's screens in multiplayer mode. The cunning trick, well, really, it's just four separate screens, was created as part of a special event celebrating the N64 game at England's Centre for Computing History. So how do they achieve the feats and hopefully banish peeking cheats from the 90s first-person shoot-em-up? GoldenEye fans with some technical know-how used the same kind of video scaler, more normally used by television engineers to split video signals, in order to split Nintendo's signal so that the footage of each first-person player is sent to a separate monitor. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.